From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president steps back in his assessment of racial violence. President Donald Trump went back to blaming both sides for Saturday's deadly racial violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, after Monday's statement in which he condemned the neo-Nazis and white separatists but made no mention of counter-protesters. Trump stood in the lobby of his New York office tower Tuesday to talk about rebuilding the nation's infrastructure. But the news conference quickly turned into a shouting match between the president and reporters, demanding to know why it took him 2 days to use the words neo-Nazis, Ku Klux Klan, and white supremacists.
I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have, you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now.
Trump's critics say the first statement he made was weak and failed to condemn the white supremacists by name while saying all sides were responsible for the violence. House Speaker Paul Ryan was the first Republican leader to comment on President Trump's remarks, declaring in a tweet that white supremacy is repulsive. The leaders of four minority House caucus groups have written a letter to the president calling for the removal of White House staff aides Steve Bannon, Stephen Miller, and Sebastian Gorka. The heads of the Black, Hispanic, Asian, and Progressive caucuses are calling in the letter for the firings of the Trump administration officials in the wake of the violent racist rally in Charlottesville. The letter asserts their continuing presence in the White House is emboldening a resurgent white supremacist movement in the United States. Some reporters who were in Charlottesville say nearly every one of the white supremacists was armed with some kind of weapon. This is VOA News. For many in the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, Tuesday was a day of somber reflection and grief. In the wake of violence that left three dead, many are contemplating the nature of public discourse about America's present and perhaps more importantly, its past. VOA's Robert Rafael has more.
Makeshift memorials now line a Charlottesville street where one woman was killed and 19 were injured during a white supremacist rally. Flowers and signs pay tribute to Heather Hare, the 32-year-old paralegal struck down by a speeding car during Saturday's protest. One such banner was placed at the very statue that triggered the rally, a likeness of U.S. Civil War General Robert E. Lee. One man came to Charlottesville from Turkey 10 years ago and owns a Turkish restaurant in the city. He says he won't be deterred by intolerance.
Because I really feel unsafe right now as a person who came from different country, and but I don't want to believe it because I really believe these people in whoever lives in this town, they're really nice and they're not going to let these people win.
Some groups have started online petitions to have Charlottesville replace the Lee statue with a tribute to Heather Hare. Robert Rafael, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Washington remains ready for talks with North Korea as Kim Jong-un postponed a threat to fire missiles toward the U.S. Pacific territory in Guam. The top U.S. diplomat says while diplomacy deserves a chance, Pyongyang must stop ballistic missile and nuclear test before negotiations can begin on denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokeswoman.
We're willing to sit down and talk with them, but it appears that that's not going to happen imminently. They have to take some serious steps before we get there.
North Korea's official news agency, KCNA, said Tuesday that Kim is watching if the United States makes the foolish and stupid conduct of the Yankees before making a final decision on launching a missile toward Guam. Shortly after Pyongyang pulled back from its earlier threat of a missile strike, the U.S. Defense Secretary said that Washington does stand ready to defend itself should North Korea proceed with a missile attack on Guam. Argentina's President Mauricio Macri is the latest Latin American leader to say U.S. military intervention is not the way to go to bring democracy to Venezuela. Macri said there is unanimity across Latin America against a military solution. Argentina is currently hosting some 60,000 refugees from Venezuela, where the economy is a wreck and basic foods are in drastically short supply. Pence continues his Latin American tour this week in Chile and Panama.
That's the latest world news from VOA.